This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. It appears the internationally brokered ceasefire in Sudan did not hold as fighting continued late Tuesday. Meanwhile, civilians are caught in the conflict between the Sudanese armed forces and the Rapid Support Forces militia, the RSF. VOA reporter Michael Atit in Khartoum tells Daybreak Africa the past 3 days have been difficult for many, particularly those in the capital.
Majority of them have not even experienced this before. Some are traumatized. Some have even fainted because the battle field is concentrated within the downtown and near the residential area where there are people who are a little bit high class are staying.
Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces will move Egyptian troops that were in Merawe Airport when fighting broke out to Khartoum, according to a statement released by the group on Wednesday, adding they would be handed over to Cairo once the situation allows it. China has denied all accusations of an overseas police presence, saying the United States was making groundless accusations after U.S. law enforcement arrested two men in the U.S. state of New York for establishing a secret police station. At a news conference, U.S. Attorney Breon Peace said the two allegedly set up a station to help Chinese citizens, but it had a more sinister use.
The defendants worked together to establish an overseas police station in Manhattan's Chinatown on behalf of the Fuzhou branch of the Chinese government's National Police Force, the NPS. These defendants did China's bidding in secret.
A spokesperson for China's ministry said Tuesday the claims have no factual basis. Britain's policing minister said Wednesday that a media report on these stations was of great concern to Britain, adding the government was resolved to protect communities. This is VOA News. A Russian judge has ruled that American journalist Evan Gershkovich must remain behind bars on espionage charges. VOA's Cindy Sain has more.
Maria Korchagina is the lawyer for Evan Gershkovich.
He would like to prove that he is non-guilty, and he would like to prove that there is place for freedom of journalistic.
Russia claims, without producing evidence, that Gershkovich was caught red-handed while spying, collecting what it claimed were state secrets about a military-industrial complex. The Wall Street Journal and the U.S. government have rejected the charge of espionage, which, if he were to be convicted, carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison.
The Chinese defense chief has vowed to take military cooperation with Moscow to a new level, a statement that reflects increasingly close Russia-China ties amid the fighting in Ukraine. China's defense minister held talks with his Russian counterpart after attending a meeting Sunday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Kremlin. Chinese state media says a fire killed at least 21 people at a hospital in Beijing and forced dozens of people to evacuate. The reports say at least 71 patients were rescued Tuesday after the fire broke out at Beijing Chanfeng Hospital. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his first military spy satellite is ready for launch. VOA's Tommy McNeil has that story.
Establishing a surveillance system in space is one of Kim's key military objectives. State media Wednesday quoted Kim as saying satellites were necessary for North Korea to use preemptive military force when the situation demands. That refers to the North's escalatory nuclear doctrine, which authorizes preemptive nuclear strikes. North Korea has sent satellites into space before, but experts question whether it has sophisticated cameras capable of spying. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports a Missouri man who shot a black teen last week who rang the man's doorbell has surrendered.
According to the Clay County, Missouri Sheriff's Office, Andrew Lester, who is 84, surrendered at a detention center the day after he was charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. He shot 16-year-old Ralph Jarl twice. The assault charge carries a sentence up to life in prison. Lester told police he lives alone and was, in his words, scared to death when he saw a black male on the porch. The shooting has sparked outrage across the country.
That was AP's Norman Hall. For more on this or any of the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.